in the 7th century, in his records, he says that Abhayagiri Vihara has Mahayana Theravadins. I think technically he said Mahayana Stavitas, which is, you know, the Theravada, the last existence school, and the Stavita school is a Theravada. So I think that was that your idea, kind of. Okay. Wonderful. And so I remember Master Hua used to tell us, when I first came to study with him from Thailand, as I'll get to some of the early history in my stories when I finally get to them, he said that Mahayana is just too big. It's got to be a little bit more humble, not so big about itself, and Theravada has to kind of expand itself a little bit, and then we can get together more easier. So, back in 1973, I was in Thailand, and I moved from a monastery called Wat Mahathat. And I think Wat Mahathat, when I was there in 73, Mahaprasat, they used to have the Saturday, Sunday market, and used to flow over into Mahathat, right into the monastery. And so it was a really kind of an unpleasant experience. I was very young, as one of those hippie globetrotters, kind of searching for the truth. And so I went from Mahathat to this other monastery called Wat Plang Vipassana. And guess who I met there? Champasana, but he was also not yet a monk. And there was a monk from Michigan named Damodaro. Remember Damodaro? A monk from Germany. There's several Western monks at this monastery in Wat Plang Vipassana, which was in a suburb of Bangkok. You had to take a ferry boat to get to it from Bangkok. So we all became good friends, especially myself, Champasana, another person later became Titignano from France. So one day me and Titignano, again, none of us are monks yet, we went out, we come back, and there's this former guy with long hair from Canada, Pisano, shaved his head. He said, "What's going on?" Now, I don't remember him saying it was a temporary 3-4 month thing. I think he did say it was temporary, though. So we were friends going way back. And later I became a novice at another temple, Wat Pawarni Vey. So that's one little story. That's the first story. Second story, I got to correct Dharma Salu. Achan Sumedho first met Sherfu in early 1980s. That's another story, but I got another story before that.